Dear Diary, I had a great time at the LITC conference this year. I got to learn quite a bit about tax. I saw past friends and made new ones. I heard from prominent speakers in the tax industry, and I can't wait to go back next year.
Welcome to Tax Justice Warriors, the podcast that celebrates the work of low-income taxpayer clinics, focuses on tax controversy work, and looks at related issues in tax news. I'm your host, William Schmidt, the director of the Low-Income Taxpayer Clinic at Kansas Legal Services.
Today I wanted to give a little bit of follow-up on the LITC Grantee Conference. The Monday morning is dedicated to new clinics and new clinic directors, so I was not in attendance for the morning sessions. Instead, I did a little sightseeing at the National Air and Space Museum, quickly taking pictures, before going to the afternoon low-income taxpayer representation workshop sponsored by the American Bar Association. Several of those sessions were substantive, and they were built upon over the next couple days at the Grantee Conference. Turning to Tuesday, that morning we had a State of the Low-Income Taxpayer Clinic program with Tamara Borland, the LITC program director, and Vanessa Sloan, the LITC program deputy director. And there were several sessions over the next couple days. I am going to hit some highlights. To begin with, for the breakout sessions, I was part of the recent United States Tax Court Designated Orders panel with Samantha Galvin from the University of Denver Law School and Patrick Thomas of the University of Notre Dame Law School. We had an introduction by Keith Fogg, which I am going to play for you right now. From there, Samantha Galvin and I talked about who we are within the designated orders panel on the procedurally taxing website. Samantha delved into what are the designated orders and the fact that the designated orders are only noted that way on the tax court website roughly 12 or so hours a day. And so we need to pick those up pretty quickly or they will be lost, unsearchable without us getting those orders. Both Samantha and I talked about lessons from the routine cases, lessons for attorneys and the petitioners. I talked about some special patterns, the various elements that are necessary for the Grave and Chai fallout, and some of what is the analysis for whistleblower cases, And then Patrick followed up with statistical analysis. He had published that recently on the Procedurally Taxing blog, but he delved into various patterns that he's found and then some follow-up questions that he wanted to delve into regarding the designated orders. Now, Keith spoke about the reasoning for choosing to do designated orders rather than the opinions, for one thing, the faster process of getting those out. Then there was a later tax court judge panel, and some of us were at the tax court dinner later that evening that we found out that there is a tab that a special designation that the judge needs to select when submitting an order that marks it as a designated order. And I spoke with a judge at the dinner who he normally does not designate orders. He does not see as much value in them, but he does see that there is some educational value in doing the regular blog posts on the Procedurally Taxing website. So further highlights on the Tuesday that I wanted to note that there was an address by the recent IRS Commissioner Charles Rettig, who has come into office. He gave a talk about his background. He says that he has given this presentation to several groups where he grew up in a family where he helped out with the family business, that his father was from Eastern Europe and very patriotic. His father had taken part in the military, and Commissioner Rettig was, while he signed up for the draft, he was too young to be actually drafted into service, but his son is active military. And then he spoke about his wife, who she was a refugee from Vietnam, that their family came over in the bottom of a boat in 1975. His father-in-law had been tortured in a re-education camp. Both Commissioner Rettig's, his father and mother-in-law, do not speak any English. So the message, one piece that he was saying was that he does not like the label of a Beverly Hills tax attorney. He feels he has come from a more humble background than that, and seemed to be implying a message that he is sympathetic for low-income and English as a second language taxpayers. Though when I talked to some of the other conference attendees afterward, some of the consensus seemed to be that he is quite likable. He gave a good speech, but he did not really talk about his policies, so we're going to wait and see what kind of treatment he provides for the low-income taxpayer clinic program and several of our clients. So a bit of a wait-and-see attitude there. That was followed by an address by the National Taxpayer Advocate, Nina Olson. She highlighted several pieces that she is trying to bring reform for low-income taxpayers, trying to work with Congress in her addresses and reports to them. It was brought up that she regularly does a blog posting, and several of the conference attendees learned about that, and she was encouraging us to read those blog posts so we are better tuned in to what she is trying to communicate. Several of us were wondering that week, with the National Day of Mourning for President George H.W. Bush, that happened on the Wednesday of the conference, and so we were curious how we would be affected. That did not shut down the conference, so we were quite grateful that the conference was not disrupted. We were thankful for the people who worked, the IRS and other government officials who worked during the conference. So we thank you for that help. Though because the tax court would be closed on that Wednesday, they moved the dinner from Wednesday to Tuesday evening. Evidently that took some rearranging, but we were grateful that we could meet with the tax court judges, and actually Commissioner Rettig was there to greet several of the attendees there as well. There are actually several panels over the next couple days at the conference. I was just only going to touch on the Advocating Before State Taxing Agencies panel. with Frank D. Pietro of Indiana Legal Services and Patrick Thomas, again from University of Notre Dame Law School. Patrick was actually a bit of an MVP for the conference. I think he appeared on the most panels, one each day of the conference, three panels in total. But I quite enjoyed their panel. It was informal. We got to brainstorm at the panel on how to work with state tax agencies, and Patrick had a prop that reflected a bit of the decision-making process at some of the state taxing agencies, so you will have to follow up with him about that. The Demystifying IRS Transcript panel on Thursday afternoon was quite good as well. I thought there was a good amount of humor that Bob Probasco brought to the panel, and that Nikki McCain gave a good presentation on CSED as part of the IRS transcript process. There were a great amount of educational panels that I was appreciative to sit in or take part in. But I also wanted to talk to the networking part of the grantee conference, that if you are not taking part in a conference call for low-income taxpayer clinics, please reach out to your analyst, reach out to others within the LITC organization or your peers at clinics to see if there is a conference call you can take part in. Those are great chances to bring up questions or learn from your peers or just also get to know them better. I went to a Tuesday lunch with several clinics from the southern states. I think they're more southeast. And that was organized by Matthew James from North Carolina Central University School of Law. Then Wednesday at lunch, I went to a lunch with the conference call from the western states. That was organized by Aaron Stearns from the University of Denver School of Law. Thursday, I interviewed Omid Ferruzzi, who that interview was on the previous panel. And I just have to say that I have a bit of a summer camp feel to going to the LITC conference, because it's a great way to reconnect with people who I may only see a couple times a year or just once a year. That I was there from Sunday through Friday. I got to see past friends, new friends, and got to laugh several times. Had an informal dinner with a couple people on the Thursday evening, including Keith Fogg. He told a story about his wife and daughter being asked to leave tax court because they were being disruptive. So that is a story that you can ask him about. But overall, I find the low-income taxpayer clinic, the various people from the administration within the organization to clinic directors and the qualified tax experts, everyone within the organization, to be quite caring, to be quite friendly, to be open to meeting new friends, new acquaintances, coworkers, and helping them out in the organization. So I definitely encourage you that if you are not meeting new people within the organization, to reach out. If you are not able to make new contacts at the conference, then really I would say you're doing it wrong, that you need to talk to the people at the different tables and, you know, build your contacts so that they can help you out if you truly have difficult issues that you have people to reach out to. So overall, I had a great time at the conference, and I do look forward to next year. I look forward to seeing various attendees at the American Bar Association conferences this year, and just look forward to connecting and building those relationships. And I am glad that I learned about tax over these 3.5 days that I was in panel sessions. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Tax Justice Warriors. We have a Patreon page if you'd like to support this podcast. Providing monetary support for this podcast helps with expenses like equipment or travel to tax conferences. Supporting this podcast through Patreon comes with rewards, so check out our Patreon page. Please rate or review this podcast, because positive reviews help get more people to know this podcast exists. The views expressed on this podcast are not official opinions of the IRS, the Low Income Taxpayer Clinic Program, or the employers of the people who spoke on this program. Your tax situation is unique. so do not take the statements on this program as tax or legal advice. Consult with your own tax professional to provide you with specific advice on your situation. Tune in next time on Tax Justice Warriors for another interesting tax discussion.